oppression or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Okay, I think I'm going to stop you right there, Mr. Whitmore. But a lot of people are expressing a lot of concern. When the buttons were being pressed is when you thought today was July 4th.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here if I can, Max. Canada Whitmore, I have to say your misunderstanding, or near I say just complete unknowing of time, dates, that sort of thing, really does not reflect well on your candidacy. And as you know, we here at Hampshire, you know, very open-minded. You know, we like to see different perspectives on the universe. But we do try to keep ourselves in about the same month, so we're all, you know, we're not celebrating the winter solstice. We should be celebrating the spring solstice, et cetera.
Yeah, and seriously,
solstice.
Fuck the winter solstice.
Yeah, fuck the winter solstice.
That's my least favorite solstice. So, and in fact, the mere fact that Mr. Whitmore wrote in his blog that he likes the winter solstice,
I think that kind of rules him out.
That's
going to cause a lot of
trouble.
I mean, sure, he can raise the rabble and cause battles with aliens. Yeah, he can maybe save us from an alien invasion or two. But honestly, Hampshire hasn't had an alien invasion since, what, 1987?
Yeah,
like that.
Ralph Exner was doing pretty good in combating aliens on his own. I don't think he needed past experience.
You ever see him on horseback, man? He was a cutting figure.
And he could throw a javelin through non-carbon-based life forms' flesh like nobody's business.
Like nobody's business.
Like nobody's business.
So, but thank you, candidate, whatever your name was.
And it looks like there's a lot of fluctuation in our. We've got this group of people from a lot of different ethnic groups and species. And genuses pressing buttons, and a lot of it seems like there's a lot of mixed opinions on him. But from the moment, it looks like there's a 40% approval and a 30% disapproval, and the non-humans aren't pressing the buttons. But
yeah. And that might have something to do with their lack of hands and understanding spatial reality.
That is true. One of the fishes died, which I'd like to attribute not to a lack of water, but a lack of
love
in the speech.
Yeah,
I feel like he did.
Love
not feel
can sustain us all. I didn't feel a love there, but we're gonna move on. We I'd like to hear some more responses from.
Oh well,
our
okay.
Other
I wanted to ask a second question. We got a guy named Roy.
Roy
seems like he cares about Hampshire College a lot, and he seems like a really smart guy.
You're very well qualified. I'm looking at his resume here.
I'm really curious to ask him is. How his personal experiences might factor into how, you know, like the whole Sonia Sotomayor thing, you know, like a middle-aged Hispanic woman knows how to be a judge better than a white man.
Exactly.
That's oversimplifying it, but
well, you know, that is
the
gist of some people's arguments.
I love all middle-aged Hispanic women. They have better judgment. And I kind of want to know this guy's background to see what has he experienced in his life.
Candidate Roy, if you would hear to, here's your microphone. I'm going to turn it on for you, and if you could just give us a little information on your background there, we'd be very interested to hear it, and how your background's going to affect your possible presidency here at Hampshire.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Alrighty, that was really interesting. But
I'm seeing a lot of big yeses.
But
from
what I'm getting confused at is like right at the end, I feel like I was seeing the graph go way down. And I think it's because, for some reason, he was saying that all these this background he has doesn't matter.
Yeah, he seems. I mean, you know, we here at Hampshire, we understand that time moves on, but we're also very self-centered. We think we are very important. We don't want to be lost like Tears and Rain as an institution.
So saying that was a big no-no.
No, that's a big no. Though you do have surprisingly high results from the cybernetic crowd.
That's
giving
true.
You a very high approval rate. I didn't expect the
cybernetics
to show up.
The dildos love him. Oh, my God.
We've got a lot of dildos in the crowd.
Well, we've got a couple more candidates.
We do,
Andy.
We do.
We got one that we got a guy named Heinkel.
Heinkel
here, and
I haven't heard
and
of this
the man
fella.
Named Sam. Well, I mean, he actually seemed like the most educated out of all the people, and this might be the best speech we hear tonight.
I'm very interested to hear what candidate Heinkel
was his
has
name.
To say.
You want to hear what he has to say?
Yeah, Heinkel, could you just give us a little speech of Rooney?
Okay, Heinkel.
Here's
yeah, could you stand up to
ready?
The mic? He's
ready?
A little
ready,
short.
Ready,
let me
yeah,
make
yeah,
sure.
Lower that a bit, Max. There
yeah,
you go. There you go. All
right,
Heinkel.
Right there.
I appreciate you coming all the way out here. You know, thank you. Yeah, everyone's been really great. All right, Heinkel, what do you got to say?
Oh, and this is specifically in response to people's claims that Ralph Hoexter was too much of a dictator. Can you tell us what you think about that?
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Wow. Wow, it seems like everyone here really, really liked, really, really, really... Wow, people
all right.
Seem to be really into that.
All right.
I don't know. I just don't see how anybody could top that at this point, Andy. I think our fourth candidate was going to have a very hard time.
Perhaps.
Should we just give him a voice, though? Should we just say, let him...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just give him a response.
I don't think... Yeah, and we're probably going to... That's our peak right there.
Yeah,
that was an orgasm.
We're going to let our fourth candidate respond to Heinkel's disposition. I mean, it's probably a waste of our time, but let's see what happens. Fourth candidate.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some freaking windows.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm convinced.
That man has my vote.
Okay, that was honestly the best.
I have never been so moved.
He blew Heinkel out of the water.
Monkey fighting! That's right! We're all just monkey fighting when you come down. Oh, my God.
Monday to Friday.
What did... I can't hold my... Oh, my gosh, Max.
Wow.
Oh, I can't... I need a minute.
And it seems
here.
Like, well, the buzzers are going off the roof on these graphs for that candidate. That's fucking nuts.
You, sir, are the best fit for this Hampshire College presidency that I have ever heard. I will follow you to hell and back.
Oh, wow. That is sexy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the... primary Hampshire presidential debates here hosted on Cock Talk Radio, and I hope it's helped you to be uninformed for when the election occurs and you don't have a voice.
Yeah, thank you all for doing that thing.
All righty. Well, speaking about Monday to Friday planes, here's an appropriate song that'll help us get grooved, and we'll see you right back in a few seconds on Cock Talk.
Everyone's wondering.
And welcome back.
You're listening to Cock Talk
on the Yurt Radio.
What radio was it? Was it
Yurt?
Was it?
Hampshire College and beyond.
Beyond your mom. This is Maxime Simonet, who has gone not only beyond your mom's vaginal walls, but beyond her cervix, because I've got a very skinny penis that can probe deep within the uterus for maximal unknown pleasure. Have you ever heard of the U-spot?
No.
It's when you tickle the vagina of a baby inside a woman.
What?
Oh, it looks like I've been getting negative votes from our internal.
What?
Why'd you have to?
Do not fuck fetuses, man.
You're not fucking the fetus. Wrong. You're tickling its vagina.
That
very different.
No.
Babies masturbate from a young age. I'm not a monster. I'm just a curious person. Oh, I'm glad.
I'm just for the benefit of everyone here.
Is that what the sound of a baby fetus getting its vagina tickled sounds like?
We're like that morning show that really should never happen.
Well, I think it's stupid to do it both ways. Bob, I'm on a morning show. You hear about that guy in Mudboro? Oh, my God. And he couldn't have his dog chained up.
Oh,
this is the
gosh.
Stupid shit we talk about on Mudboro.
Monday shows. I was up in Mudboro the other night, and
yeah.
I actually met a very interesting man.
Yeah, in Mudboro. I mean, there's only 12 men in Mudboro.
Yeah.
So one of them's bound to be interesting.
Exactly. Well, he was a man with a very interesting profession. Actually,
was he a cactus farmer?
No, not a cactus farmer. You want to venture any other guesses?
Was he a cactus seller?
No, nothing to do with cactuses. Man.
Oh, okay. Well, then obviously. He had a dealership for cactuses.
You want me to just tell you what he was?
Oh, it's cacti. That's where I'm screwing up. It's a cacti dealership, right? Are you just being a bitch?
I was out in Mudville, and I was. Don't
it's
ask
Mudboro,
why, was,
you queer.
I was out in Mudboro.
I shouldn't say that word on Hampshire campus.
And I had checked this Craigslist ad, and long story short, I met a man named.
Shirt?
Long story short.
Long John shirt.
Long John
pants
shirt
underwear.
Story. I met a man named Ernesto, and Ernesto's job is he's an animal pimp. Now, that's. Not what you think it means exactly.
Well, he's a furry? Is this what this is?
No. Let's go to the tape. We'll record my conversation with Ernesto the pet pimp.
Oh, I'm glad you recorded it.
The animal pimp. And you'll see. You'll notice he has very, you know, interesting taste in music. And you'll hear some of his I don't know if bitches is always the right word, though there was a bitch or two there. But you'll hear them, and we'll just go see. Here you're gonna hear. This is what I heard when I walked into Ernesto's place of residence. Again, don't ask why I was there. You don't need to know. Hi, Ernesto. All right, I've got the tape recorder on. Okay, I'm ready to do this.
Welcome to my house.
I'm very glad to be in your house. This is very.
It is a very beautiful life.
It reminds me kind of a
welcome.
Barn, what with all the poop around.
Are you crazy?
You are kind of. Wow. I mean, so who's this over here? Who's this fine specimen?
Jew. That is my ew Jew. She is so sexy. I give her to the best goats. They like liquor. Did you like go crazy?
Wait.
I get like 20 bushels of hay for one fuck with this one. Yes.
You give her two other goats.
Yes,
though.
Goats fuck her and they pay me in hay.
Is that?
Are you laughing at my profession?
No, pardon me, Ernest. Pardon, no,
you are very rude.
Not
I just go, I give
no.
you out. Yes?
I didn't know that such a service existed. So.
Well, what you do and what you know is now everything, okay?
It indeed.
If
okay.
a fuck are you, okay?
Okay, so
you, but not this you. I only get. I've let the fuck of this you only for other animals.
Okay, I get it. I think if I may translate.
I mean, I say a fuck of you. I say fuck you like as a person, not as a you as like in a sheep.
So to translate into English, basically, you pimp out animals to other animals.
To translate, I would say other. Yes, that.
Oh, wow, wow. Okay, well, I see a couple other... Who's this over here? I'm just going to move the microphone over here. Hello, how are you? I see. Who's this fine...
Oh, that is Bessie.
Lady? That is Bessie.
She sucks dicks of bulls 20 times. Very good.
20 times.
Very, very, very... Tongue works wonders. I got 20 bushels of hay.
20 bushels?
And two cow patties.
What do you do with the hay?
Well, I put it around my yard, and then I make mazes.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw back then. Wow. Yeah, for the folks at home, it smells interesting in here. Like, really... I don't know how to describe it. What is this aroma hitting my nose?
It's the mix of poop, semen, and piss. It was what I called it.
I knew it reminded me of that old folks' home for some reason.
That's true. Let me tell you, it's the poop, the semen, and the piss. For me, it's like the three gifts of the old wise men. Wise men, they go to Jesus, they go, hey, Jesus, we give you a poop, we give you a semen, we give you a piss. And let me tell you, it's very nice. And that's what, when I bring dogs in here and they can't speak English, but they immediately pay me in bushels of hay when I give them the smell, and I give them the tour, and I tell them what they can fuck for how many bushels of hay. They do not speak English, they do not speak Spanish or French or German or any Cyrillic or acrylic languages, but let me tell you, they speak the language of love and bushels of hay. It's an exchange rate. You know, in Malaysia, they charge 20 times. I do not. I got good rates here, and let me tell you, no illegals. All these pets I bought legally.
Well, yeah, no, I was going to ask about this. So this is a legal operation?
This is very illegal because they're just my pets, and I'm just getting bushels of hay for letting animals fuck with them. Let me tell you one thing. We do have ferrets. I did used to do my operation in California. Do not get ferrets in California. I know, no comprend pas, eso no comprende. And that's why I moved to Massachusetts and I marry my cousin and sell animals for bushels of hay for sex. It's very good.
Holy crap, a ferret!
Yes. The good thing with the ferret is the ferret can fuck the other animals in special ways. You get some woman in here looking for a pimp. I give the girl cows, I give them a ferret, I cover it in a condom, I lube it up, I do, this is all legal, I put it inside, the cow crawls around her inside, and does these things, fur crazy. I don't know if you know of Maxime Simonet, I believe he coined this idea. He goes and finds the cow fetus, and the ferret goes and tickles its vagina.
Freaking
cows love it.
You know what, Ernesto? You are sick. I am.
He's not a disease. It's an occupation, man. Holmes, you crazy.
I am leaving.
Okay, you leave. I do not care.
I can't deal with any more of this.
Whatever I kick you do, I'm going to go play in my maze.
You go play in your maze, Ernesto. Get out of here.
Wow, Andy, that was pretty gay.
Well,
that was pretty weird, man.
That was what happened out in.
So tell me about this experience. Monroe. Like, if you're writing a subjective ethnography.
Subjective ethnography.
Give me the lady. Give me the long dick. The LD.
Of Ernesto or of his.
Just the situation. What do you feel after being put in that?
Well, I'm pretty sure I have about 30 different STDs, none of which originated with humans.
And non-contact. Did you get FIV?
The air was. Thick
with FIV?
With FIV. What
yeah,
is FIV?
Feline immunodeficiency virus.
Ew, that's a real thing?
I mean, you have it.
Holy. I mean, they're just all mixed up now that the doctors
Well, I mean, the thing with FIV is, before you go on, is a lot of people have said, you know, cats just got it from being really risky. I personally believe the government implanted it in cats.
That's a risky statement.
It was a plot.
Max. You got to watch the fuck out for the government coming and getting you.
What were you going to say? You invented a new STD?
Well, once you get a certain amount of viruses together, they start communicating. They hold a conference. They say, you know, I don't think we're in a right environment here. And so they left the conference, and they decided that the best way to handle this situation would be to transform. And I now have the super AIDS.
The super AIDS.
The super AIDS.
George Super Bush AIDS?
Not exactly, no.
What does this mean?
Well, I remember George Super Bush from earlier in the show.
You just need to have a better short-term memory.
I really do.
So did you like how I did, like, 20 accents because I can't choose one?
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought Ernesto was just switching his accents a lot. Because really, what does Ernesto mean? Like, does that name, where does that name derive from? I don't know.
It derives from, it's actually Bukkake. It originated from the Bukkake language.
That is not a language, you liar.
It's the language of love.
Semen on your face.
You.
Semen on your face. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk on the Yurt Radio, 10 to 11 on Friday nights. If you're tuning in just now, fuck you. Because you missed the beginning, and that's when we give out free candy. And so you missed out on the free candy. This is Maxime Simonet. I've been hosting Cock Talk for 3 years, and I've got to admit something. I have a problem.
And what is that problem, Max?
I think I can't get enough of stupid jokes.
Me neither.
At the expense of others.
Oh, me neither. I'm Andy Locke, and I've also been hosting Cock Talk for 3 years, and I can't get enough of
gypsies.
You always kidnap gypsies,
Andy.
I do. I keep them around for a while. They just play such amazing music.
First of all, they're not gypsy servants. They're Roma servants. Get it right. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Roma. My God. The problems. Fuck Sarkozy.
That's not how you say it.
But I don't care. No, I'm American,
it's
man.
Fuck.
Well, fuck le Sarkozy.
Nique le Sarkozy.
Nicolas.
Do you know?
His wife? Very nice.
Sexually or personality-wise?
Always.
I don't think she's nice in all aspects.
I don't know.
Her song is very annoying.
Oh, her song.
Should we listen to her song?
What is she called again?
What is that song called?
No, what is she called?
Is she
I don't remember her
name. Fucking Celine Dior or some gay faction? I shouldn't say shit like that on this stupid radio. I need to let go loose.
I think we should go back to our original music idea because we were.
I think we should play her song too.
What? Okay. What is she called?
Non, tu m'aimerais encore.
Just give me her name. I'll look at it.
Isn't that it?
Sarkozy.
Yeah. Quelqu'un qui m'a dit. Search that.
What?
Get him to write it in.
Yeah.
Ezra, our new yurt signer and resident French typer, is actually typing in the name of this song. Quelqu'un qui m'a dit. Of
which would
Carla Bruni fame.
Something like, what did I say?
No, someone told me. And this is a song written by the wife, or maybe not written, but performed by the wife of the president of France.
Wow.
She's a major hard-on.
Let's take a listen.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand-chose, elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, ses secrets, lui dites pas, je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Serait-ce possible alors?
Bro,
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT, your radio for Hampshire College and beyond.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What just happened?
We're welcoming back to Cock Talk, I guess.
To Cock Talk.
I just fucked up.
It's okay. Everyone screws up every now and then.
I never do.
Yes, you do. You just did. I have evidence.
This is
tape.
War. What is it good for? And I didn't play. It's a new segment that's probably going to air once, but it had a catchy title because I don't know if you've heard of that song by the Jonas Brothers.
They're really original.
When they made the soundtrack for Rush Hour.
They're the Beatles of our generation.
They are. Not only are they the Beatles, but they are also the Dvorak monkeys, Bach, jazz.
Plato.
Yeah. Silly buddy. Tonight on More What Is It Good For? We talk about something very topical. Vietnam? Should we or shouldn't?
I'm going to go ahead and take the position here of we should. I think they got it coming.
That's true.
I think, they've been holding all of our, nuns hostage, and we need to
do something to change that.
Yeah, yeah. We should.
Okay,
do something.
So Vietnam,
that.
You're receiving all Jonas Brothers CDs for free.
All that's going to get the nuns released?
That's what I'm assuming, yeah.
All right, yeah, that sounds good to me. Also on War, What Is It Good For? I want to talk about certain policies that have been implemented in the United States military that are certainly recently come under scrutiny and maybe getting repealed soon.
Yeah, something really gay has happened recently, guys.
Really? Would you care to elaborate, Max?
Don't Ask, Don't Tell was not repealed.
It wasn't?
No.
You know, a judge said that it was unconstitutional, though.
But the Congress did not repeal it.
Shows how much good our checks and balances are doing. But there's another ordinance that I would also like to discuss, a little less known, but equally important. It's called Don't Ask, Don't Yell.
Oh, tell me about that.
Don't Ask, Don't Yell. It's on the books. It's in the military. Go look it up. Look at Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm going to Wikipedia right now.
It's for real.
Gentlemen.
Don't ask, don't yell.
It's a common term for the policy restricting the United States military efforts to discover or reveal loud or closeted loud service members or applicants, or while also barring those who are openly loud. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It's on there.
It was really hypocritical. I hear. I hear it was extremely hypocritical because, I mean, I don't know if you've seen all those military movies like... let me think. Ratatouille, you know.
We should have listed some real military movies before doing that. We were both doing the same thing. I was going to be like, you know, like Apocalypse Now and Platoon and The Little Mermaid.
There's a lot of yelling in those.
Lots
like,
of
the
yelling.
Officers are allowed to yell, but nobody else can yell.
But you know why? No one researches movies anymore. They just make it up.
Well, were those all like were people taking
the less consuming?
Were they taking creative licenses when they made people yell? Because Don't Ask, Don't Yell has been around for a long time.
But see, here's the thing: you don't ask when they yell. You know, they yell. Yeah. You don't ask. Don't ask. Don't yell.
So
and
I'm
if
really
they yell,
glad.
Don't ask about it.
I'm really glad.
You can't be like, were you just yelling? No, that goes against Don't Ask, Don't Yell. You can get kicked out for that. No one wants to get kicked out of the military. Then you might not get shot.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad it was taken away because loud people, I think, are really necessary in our war, especially all those people being trained by video games who are yelling into their mics all the time, going like, boom, headshot. I think if we're kicking out loud people just because they're loud, I mean, it's really a disservice to our troops.
It's seriously, man. But speaking of, I had something there and I lost it. I lost it. I was just trying. There was some dancing happening in the background, chair dancing. It's pretty groovy.
Ezra Taboul, our resident typer in French.
And chair dancer.
And chair dancer.
And that reminded me vaguely of a Zoidberg scream. Can you give me like a whoop, 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 whoop? That's pretty good.
But I wanted to propose a new legislation tonight because even though Don't Ask, Don't Tell wasn't repealed, I'd like to actually extend it.
You want to extend? Extend it?
Yeah, I want to make it bigger.
You want to make how so?
I'm think not only I mean I understand if people say if gay people are thinking about having butt buddies with the other men, that might distract them in times of war. So what I'm saying is that should also go for straight people. I don't think we should have any sexual persons in the military.
So you want a military full of...
Asexuals.
Asexual
yeah, because
beings.
They might get distracted if they get aroused, and that cannot happen.
You know what's crazy? We got a lot of robots in the military now.
They're making them all straight, and I think it's really a disservice to the military service.
The Predator drones are straight?
Yeah, it's really because of this
backwards
way of thinking.
You look at them, and you got to admit, there's something... something a little, you know, it's bulbous in the front, and
they're just fuck
balls
they're,
on the
back.
The
thing is, the fact that these predator drones are thinking about pussy 24/7 is really bad. Because if we want to nail, you know, Arab terrorist living in a hippie bus down in like Berkeley, we need to make sure that robot doesn't want to get laid. Yes.
That's the getting laid noise for robots.
But it keeps going until they come.
Ew. Do robots come oil? I bet your robots come oil or nuts. Now you're just making noises, Max. Now you're just making noises.
No, that's the robot topic. Recharging its balls.
Recharging its balls. Robots don't have balls. Oh, man. I wish we could make robots that, like, reproduced on their own, man. Imagine what would happen.
We'd have a lot of robots.
We'd have a lot of robots.
I don't think that's... I mean, and we tried that with humans, and look at what happened.
It's true. The humans are out of control.
I got a plan.
Someday they'll be dead, though.
I got a plan.
You got a plan?
I got a plan.
Max has a plan, everybody. What is your plan, Max?
We could make all humans into robots. How would we do that? Killing them and then building robots like them.
That sounds really, really complicated.
Yes, it's very.
I have too much stuff to do to replace all of humanity with robots.
Well, it looks like your Div 3 is stupid, because mine's all about that.
Your Div 3 is about replacing...
I kind of wanted to talk about our Div 3s tonight, but I think we should save that for next week.
Yeah,
we should advertise ourselves. Especially since you're doing like a live song and dance routine, right?
I'm doing a live song, dance, fire spinning.
With video
political
elements, right?
Commentary,
yeah, and
video
puppets.
Installation, puppet show, circus act for social
I'm
change.
I'm really excited for the giant violin that hangs minorities as a message. We were talking about how popular music culture subverts the non-white.
Am I? Oh, apparently I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go, we'd like to play one last song.
Would we?
Or what? Well, Andy, why do you sound so exasperated?
I sound exasperated because I need to urinate, ladies
You need
and
to pee. Ladies and gentlemen,
there
Andy needs to pee.
There is a flood building up in my bladder that is ready to burst through, go into this microphone, travel through the internet, and flood into your own room.
Well, you can go to the bathroom.
To the
I'm going to have a brief interview with our newest yurt signer, Ezra, and we're going to talk in French so nobody can understand us.
That sounds awesome, and I won't miss anything because I won't understand it. You guys want to do that while I go pee?
Yeah, we're going to do that, and then I'll play last song. And,
okay,
we'll
and I'll
let
be back in time for last song.
Alrighty. All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, a new segment here on Cock Talk, Le Conversation en Français.
Alrighty, we're back.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, voici, on a ce mec qui s'appelle Ezra quelque chose.
Oui, c'est moi, oui. C'est
on se trouve sur Conversation de Coq.
Oui, la Conversation du Coq, avec plein de coqs dans tous les sens.
Dans tous les sens.
Dans tous les sens, mesdames et messieurs.
Mais pas beaucoup de sens dans le sens de l'humeur.
Non, pas dans
parce
le sens.
Qu'on dit des on raconte des plaisanteries de merde.
Oui, on a vraiment
on dit des conneries.
Que des conneries.
Mais parlons de coq un peu, Ezra. Oui. Tu connais ce monstre, le coq.
Oui.
Pas le coq humain, mais le coq. Et tu sais qu'en Chine, ils ont pas de... Il n'y a pas de poulet en Chine.
Ah bon? Parce
qu'ils savent même pas que ça existe.
Dans un restaurant chinois, ils
oui, mais c'est de la merde, c'est pas authentique, hein.
Mais ils avaient des pâtes de poulet, quoi.
Mais c'est des pâtes de poulet, c'est des pâtes de poulet. En Chine, du poulet, c'est quelque chose complètement différent. Attends, c'était une alarme de feu.
Oh non, on va mourir.
Merde. Est-ce que tu peux me faire quelque chose? Regarde sur l'enregistreur, tu vois. Le truc avec plein de lettres. Tu vois en haut dans la bibliothèque, dans la librairie, là, le deuxième, qui n'a même pas de pansos. Fais la touche efface ou backspace.
Efface, delete.
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 de looks. Et maintenant, fais remove. Tu me vois, touche là. Putain, on a bien fait.
Ouais, bien,
on a
ouais,
très bien fait. Bien, donc, ouais. Il faut que je trouve une petite.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais après? Mais qu'est-ce que tu.
Je me touche dans tous les sens.
Tu te touches Tu te touches dans la yourte.
Dans oh mon Dieu. Yourte.
Mais tu n'as pas dans... honte?
Non, mais jamais. Mais monsieur. Oh. Mais fais gaffe. Oh. Hein. Je te dis. Oh. Putain.
Hein. D'abord avec les robots et maintenant avec toi-même. Bien joué. Hein. Bien joué. J'aurais honte à ta place.
Mesdames et messieurs, Ezra, il est francophone, mais il est aussi homophone.
Oui, parce que je sonne comme d'autres choses.
Oui, un homme et Ezra et Bezra.
Non, c'est non.
Et laissez
non,
faire. Mais,
non.
Voici notre dernière chanson. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening.
Thank you.
I hope you very much enjoyed that conversation. Here's our last song.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Okay, no.
I loved it like I loved my first child.
This is the end of Cock Talk, and this is our ending song.
Oh, no.